Simon & Schuster Audio presents House on Endless Waters, a novel by Amuna Elon. Translated from Hebrew by Anthony Barris and Linda Yehiel. Read by Jonathan Davis.
First Notebook 1. One after another, the people are swallowed up into the plane to Amsterdam. One after another after another. Yoel is approaching the aircraft's door, but the flow of passengers is suddenly halted by somebody. A woman in an orange windbreaker who has planted herself in the doorway of the Boeing 737 and refuses to step inside. Yoel's thoughts are already with the new novel he has decided to write, and he thinks about this woman and asks himself, which of his new characters would be capable of admitting to the primal, naked fear that besets every mortal on entering the flying trap called an airplane? Who would volunteer to disrupt with her body the everything's-all-right facade and violate the sacred all-rightness to which people clutch so they won't have to admit that everything is truly chaotic?
From his place in the line, Yoel can see only the woman's back. Even through the orange plastic of her windbreaker, he can see how tense her muscles are, and over the shoulders of the people in front of him, he discerns the beads of perspiration breaking out on the back of her neck and around her ears. The line starts burbling irritably. People peek anxiously at their boarding pass for flight such and such, clutching the rectangular pieces of paper as if they were an assurance that the plane will eventually take off. Then, from out of nowhere, appears a man in a resplendent uniform, with gray hair and an air of authority, who introduces himself as the purser and puts a fatherly arm around the stricken passenger's shoulders. As he gently takes her aside, the plane continues filling up, and as Yoel passes them, he hears him telling her, "Believe me, my dear. I have anxious passengers on every flight, and everything's all right. I promise I'll come and hold your hand during takeoff." When he's invited overseas to promote his books, he and Batami usually fly business class, thus sparing him from physical contact with the multitudes of other passengers and from being subjected to their multitudes of looks. Since this time he's flying on his own, and mainly because he's paying for his ticket out of his own pocket, he decided to fly economy, and so now all he can do is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?